Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Kutivana kweze kuseni mthwakazo muhle ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 2 kunhlangula 2023. Igama lami ngontungamili nkumo ezihamba phambili. Uhlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho lwalonyaka logqitshwa namuhla. Abasekela odinga ukuba ngumeli we-Country Park ePhalamende njalo engowebandla lezanu PF, uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube baya kuvuma ukuthi amanzi ezibhorane azigebhileyo angcolile ngoba eduzane lezambuzi amablu toilets. IPhalamende yaseMelika isipasise iziqondiso ezivimba uhlelo lukamongameli Biden olokwesula izikwelete zezigidi lezigidi zabafundi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa mhlaka 23 ngoNcwabakazi lugqitshwa namuhla. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa umemezele usuku lokhetho lolungo lwesithathu. Umthetho uthi ukubhalisela ukuvota kumele kuphethwe ngosuku lwesibili ngemva kokwaziswa kwelanga lokhetho. Lokhu kusho ukuthi abazabhalisa sokwedlule usuku lwanamuhla abasoze benelise ukuvota ngoNcwabakazi. Uhlelo lokuhlola amagama abazavota kuluhlu lwe-voters roll lona luphele izolo. Amabandla ezombusazwe athi labo abalokhe bengakabhalisi kumele baphuthume namuhla ukuze benelise ukuvota ngoNcwabakazi ngoba ukhetho lolu lubaluleke kakhulu. Sixoxele ukansila webandla le-TCC kwaBulawayo uMnumzana Edwin Ndlovu.
Sabakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi abahambe bebhalisa amagama ukwenzela ukuthi benelise ukuvota mhla zingama-23 kuNcwabakazi 23 August. Bahambe bayevotela inguquko elizweni ngoba abantwana beZimbabwe sebehluphekile kakhulu kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1980 ibandla leZANU-PF lithatha umbuso.
Uhlelo lokuhlola amabizo kuvoters roll soluqitshiwe njalo sibone abanengi beswela amabizo abo kanti abanye bebesithi bafakwe kuma-polling stations angayisiwo. Ngokubona kwakho iZEC ingaba yenelisile yini ukuzilungisisa zonke lezinkinga eziphathelane lamabizo abantu kuvoters roll?
Inkinga zibe khona inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission iZEC iyehlulekile ukuthi iqhube uhlelo lwayo lokubhalisa kuhle abantu banike uZulu amagama abo kuvoters roll ukuthi benelise ukuthi babone ukuthi bazavota. Mina ngomunye wabantu engithe ngisiyakhangela olalowo ngibizo lami beliphuma kuhle kuwadi yami, kodwa-ke ngithe ngisiyakhangela ngathola sengifakwe kwenye iwadi, sengiwadi 1 koBulawayo, sengiseBulawayo Central Constituency. Ngahamba ezekhi bamvulela-ke i-master voters roll, ibizo ngalithola iqondile lilapho engivotela khona. Kodwa ke kule voters roll ke ebiphrintiwe abalayo kuma polling station kuma centers lawa ibingaqondanga, kuvuke ibizo lami ke sokuqondile konke selilapho engivotela khona. Kodwa ke bakhona abanye abasebatholile amabizo sokulungisekile, kodwa abaningi abantwana beZimbabwe abahambe besiyakhangela amagama abo behluleka ukuwathola, abanye batsho bakhalala, abanye njalo bathe becheka ke ngoba kulezi insuku yakhangela kumakhale khukhwini wakho *265# ukuze ubone ukuthi uvotela ngapha. Abanye bathe bebona amabizo abangaphumi basho bakhala labahambanga ukuyalungisisa ke uhlupho lolu ezek. So ngezindlela baningi abantu abazehluleka ukuthi bavote kukhetho lolu, into edanisayo kakhulu ke. Sithi thina inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission izek iyehlulekile ukwenza umsebenzi wayo, kayikalungeli ukuthi ke ibambe udaba lokhetho oluzaba khona kuncabakazi ke mhlazingamashumi amabili lantathu kwena lo mnyaka.
Umnumzana Edwin Ndlovu ngukhansila webandla le-CCC kobulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Admire Maskati laye othi labo abangakabhalisi kumele baphuthume namuhla ngoba kuyilo lodwa usuku oluseleyo.
Abantu kabahambe bayirejista ukuvota loba sekuyisikhathi esihlele sisincane oqathekele ukuthi bawumuntu wehluleko famile. Abahambi bayefika emaofisini awejeki abanokurejista ukuvota kwenzela ukuthi wabe lifei ukhetheluzwayo mhlaka 23 Agasti.
Bakhona abanye abathika bakuboni ukuqakatheka kokuvota, ungathini kubo? Kuqakatheke ngani ukuthi bayebhalise lokuthi bavote?
Kuqakathekile ukuthi bayebhalisa ngenxa yokuthi bazaquba ngabanye abazaba lomutho ekukhetheni inkokheli ezabakhokhela for the next 5 years. Nje okuqakathekile yukuthi nxa ungakhetha umuntu ozakukhokhela ma esephambanisa kumbe ma esihamba ngonyawo olubi, uzaba nawo amandla okuthi umtshele ukuthi hhayi lapho sihamba khona kuroma. Ngoba ngathanga uvoti amandla yabongelayo ngoba yabongathanga ufake input yakho phakathi kwabantu kanti abantu bekhokhela abantu. So ngibona ngathi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bayirejista ukuvota njalo bavoti ngelanga lama-elections, ikakhulu entanga yibo abangavotiyo. So sokubakhuthaza ukuthi bayirejista ukuvota.
Uhlelo lokuhlola amabizo ku-voters roll soluqitshiwe, kodwa sibone abaningi abamabandla wonke nje ezombusazwe bekhala ngokuthi amabizo abo ebengatholakali. Ngokuzwa kumalunga ebandla lenu leZANU-PF ekugqitshweni kwalolu hlelo, besokulobubelo yini ebesetholakala amabizo?
Hhayi, amabizo ebengatholakali, kodwa okuqakathekile yukuthi abeveki bathembisile ukuthi nxa umuntu seeke wavota phambilini laphana bayeswele ibizo lakhe azakulungisisa bathole amabizo abo ku-voters roll. So kuqakathekile yukuthi nxa uhambile wafika waliswela ibizo lakho walotshwa phansi, abeveki bathembisile sibili sibili ukuthi bazalungisisa lolo daba. So ngibona ngathi even abantu bewaswele amabizo, okuqakathekile yukuthi iveki ipromisile sibili ngamandla yonke ukuthi izakulungisisa rekodi amani sebili.
Sizwe abamanye amabandla aphikisayo bekhala besithi hayi ungani kukhona ukugila imkhuba okwenziwa yizekhi, ungani izama ukuqilibezela kukhona okuphekwayo, ungathini ngalokho?
Ya ngike ngitsho njalo ngoba into yangkhona i-affecta umuntu wonke. Amabandla wonke alabantu adeleswela amabizo ku-voters roll, okusho ukuthi akula muntu olamandla phezu kwento yale ngaphandle kwabantu beveki be-system yabo.
Umnumzana Admire Maskati ngowebandla leZANU-PF sixoxela ekobulawayo. Abebandla leZANU-PF abakhankasela ukuthi umphathi ntambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube anqobe kukhetho lokudinga umeli we-Country Park kobulawayo edalele parlamente, bathi bayakuvuma ukuthi ngempela amanzi aphuma esiboraneni ezigetshwe nguNcube ku-ward 6 laku-ward 15 awalungelanga ukunathwa ngoba izikotsho lezi ziduzane lezambuzi zemigodi amable toilets. Emizameni yokuhuga abantu ukuthi bamvotele, uNcube uvikwa esegebhe izibhorane ezingamachumi amabili lasithupha 26 kunda olezi njalo walungisa indawo ezilichumi ezokuthi abantu bafinyelele amagagasi obulembu be internet awe wifi. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni wokudinga usekelo awenzele Country Park kuthange uncube ulandule ukuthi uhlala eSwitzerland. Wathi ulendlu eseHawk Flight khona le eCountry Park. Usthandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxelo councillor weCountry Park engowebandla leZanu PF obekhona emhlanganweni kancube umnumzana Kidwell Mujuru.
Sikhangelele ukuthi uba umkhulumi amele isigaba seCountry Park njengomember of parliament. Upresident wethu babaupet omnangagwa lani ukhansela Kidwell Mujuru lamanye amakhansela amabili. The Country Park is the biggest constituency in Bulawayo. It is the least developed constituency. So, ubuya kwaba umthulunqube siwamukela ngezandla zombili ngoba sikhangelele i-development. Kuningi asekwenzile ubaba umthulunqube so far. Usedrile 26 balls. Abantu sebencedakala. We are currently exploring the country. We are on 72 hours of water shedding. Now, our residents are only getting water twice a week. We should have put our Wi-Fi to 10 spots. Culture Park is on change. We want to have this on the internet. In my Yama Pankins, I equal. So it's a very welcome development. We want to have a funda. Catches, we create in Quarko. As we speak, we are the main roads on Kawa Country Park. But we are the man of his words. We don't care about my own. We are Country Park. I want to go to a dollar to a town. And yet, we are in the 10 rand. It's because we are in Kawa Country Park. The roads are so poor. We are not as they are. So I want to go to a cool. Ulungu zokungqwaqo eCount Park ubaba umthulinqube njalo bayamsekela bayamthembisa ukuthi hayi izilungu senza into ebambekayo esiyibonayo ngamehlo ethu lathi asisela ndaba zentula zamaphathi lezi sesifuna abantu abasebenzayo thina.
Wena-ke njengokhansela ubona ngani lawe uzanqoba yini kukhetho oluzayo ngoba siyabona ukuthi uzonqobe ibandla elalingele MDC Alliance lali beke abantu ababili ukuthi bencintise okwenza ukuthi amavoti abelwa.
Thengena mina ngo-2019 uwongikhansela. I managed to see projects as the Country Park bathola bengenamanzi besebenza ama-community taps. I made sure ukuthi wonke umuntu is-connected water. Ngathola kungenasikolo. I took all the devolution money ngaya kwisikolo ukuthi ayivula indlela primary school. I-main precinct old Country Park to the new Country Park lalingekho abantu ababengayo esikolo nxa izulisina. I made sure that bridge is put in place. So all that abantu bayakwamukela sebilo ukuthi hayi amadoda la yazanu p f ngamadoda adonsayo aso labantu abathembisayo ukuthina ngela sizathi. So ubaba umthulinqube hhayi abantu bayamsekela kakhulu ngoba yindoda edonsayo.
Umnumzana Kidwell Mujuru ngokhansila weCountry Park kobulawayo njalo ulilunga leZanu PF. Ubexoxa lo Sithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Sikhangele okusemaphephandabeni. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi usibalukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleReserve Bank of Zimbabwe umnumzana John Mangutshka usekhuthaze uzulu weZimbabwe ukuthi asebenzise imali yakuleli ngoba ilizwe lingakhona ukusebenzisa idola lakwelemelika kuphela. Iphephandaba leHerald lona lithi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezithakazelela ilizwe lazo zijabule kakhulu ngokupasiswa komthetho weCriminal Law Codification and Reform Amendment Bill, wona olomuqa osolwa kakhulu ngabantu abaningi owenza kube licala ukuchothoza eleZimbabwe obizwa ngabanye ngokuthi iPatriotic Bill. If you singene kusigaba sembiko yenu.
Studio 7, ngiyabingelela bathaka bonke. Konke lisakaza izindaba ezistraightforward ngeZimbabwe. Namhla nami ibalo phele yami. Ngithi ngithi ke kubula usizo ukuthi abantu namhla kusiya ku-election. Abantu bafuna ubupolitika ngomphuqazo owenziwa yizano. Kulusizo ukuthi likhumbuze abantu izinto ezahlukuluza imiphefumulo yabantu. Namhla abantwana bazintanda, namhla abantwana bazingenxa yezano. But now, let's come, bread and butter issue. Ngani sifuna ukukhuluma ngeze lokhu ze ngikhuluma nge bread and butter issues. Le lokhu izizane ze dead don't okwabonwa ngu-Inosingana. Uhlupho lwangikhona ukuthi ngesikhathi kusenziwa umbhuqazi ababekhona ababelandela ama-event akhona. I-British government yena lanika Queen Elizabeth yayisapota uMugabe, but besiyakhulumisana nomkomo, besiyakhulumisana umloda. UMugabe wendlalela i-red carpet ukuthi ubulela amaNdebele. Kuyini namhla ikwesti ethi ngakhuluma ngakho? La mavoti vele izani layo kangiwine since 1980, ngoba bawina besiphisela abantu bethi utojokela kuhondo ingavotela intumbu kulu utojokela. Abantu bakhumbula ukuthi heyi ulala emabhesini kubuhlungu kangaka, sihlathazwa umqanda emabhesini. Abantu abethu beredo bathi ngcono siphunga umfaka kumbe ngazibona into into zethu eZimbabwe la. Hayi mandoda, hayi ngithi
elinjani ngasaza Studio 7 nanibalaleli lonke. Ngiphendula uMabaza lapho. UMabaza uthi abantu bayekela ukuya kurejista sesithi ngayizulu sina sibeqala sudonkwa bethi begijimela phalala kwarejistwa. Siyamala ngamabizo tengekho lokhu udonkwa kuthiwa sayekela sasiyekela. Uyawumana umdalana, uyawumana sibili kunomdala kumbe kungananangikwazi. Singathi sihawula kangaka sigijima lapha lalapha, sizabona nje asokulungisa ukuthi kumbe sizathola yini amabizo ethu. Nxa kunjalo silungangcono ukuphinda ukuvota, kulungise kuqale isekhi le siphinde ukuvota sibili ukuthi umnanga kaRobert uwinile kuqanjwa amanga inkandla. Sijala usele umnanga uyafosa abantu ukuthi bethu bamthanda bengamthandi.
Studio 7 linjani khona lapho bakithi? Siyaphila nathi bantu. Yeyi wena, i-Studio 7 lesi sikhuluma indawo ezimnandi kakhulu. Kukhona ugogo okhulume kahle laphana kamnandi wathi thina ma-overdrain bakithi salwela ilizwe kodwa sihamba ngembatata. Siyehluleka nokuthi sinokuze bakithi sithenge noma yini kodwa sisuke sithi zalo bakithi ama-overdrains asenkingeni laba bantu labo. Hhayi gogo siyabonga, qhubeka utsho njalo mani, utshela abantu iqiniso elihleli msulwa. Awu khathi linjalo kodwa ama-overdrains laleli lize lithi likhulu labantu lalibayenza so. Hhayi bakithi, hayi mina kangizwisisi kahle kahle. Asivoteni kahle ngeqiniso elipheleleyo.
Studio 7, ngiyalibingelela lonke abasakazi nabalaleli kanye labahlali bonke baseZimbabwe, izizalwane zonke. Bese ngithanda ukuphawula kodaba lwezeki. Izeki lezanpf badlala ngathi sizizalwane zaseZimbabwe. Akukho ukuthi kunamagama alahlekayo ngisho labantu abaqala ukuvota ngabo-1980 amagama ababonakali, banesicotsi abasenzayo nomkhulu wabo lo wesikhavu Mnangagwa. Konke lo Chiwenga yazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngawe uyabathatha Mnangagwa lo Chiwenga ngendlela abasihlukumeza ngakhona. Thina abanye siyahlukumezeka kakhulu ngendlela abasiphethe ngakhona. Ilizwe liyafa liyaphela, namba la ezekhi le ifihla amagama abantu yathola ukuthi iZANU-PF siwinile kudala. Sebevotisile abantu maloko abadala befika kubhala imininingwane yabo phansi athethe babavotisa sitsotsa.
Yebo, madoda kithi bakaStudio 7 linjani, bafowethu lonke labalaleli bonke abakaStudio 7. Ya, ngizama ukuthi ngikhulume ngelizwe leSouth Africa leli, lizwe leAzania. ngiqinisile bantu bakithi beAzania ningakhohlwa kubanaso iseduzayo losihlupho izohlangana nalo bonani ngokuba kwayo imali yenu kuyafuza fana neZimbabwe khona abaningi benu lizabe ziphephela khwapha eZimbabwe abaningi benu lizahamba ephephela eZambia abaningi benu lizahamba ephephela eMozambique lina bantu beSouth Africa yikho ke ake izinwaya amakhwapha ukuthi khona umhlaba lo wona kuthiwa ngowe-Afrika ungadingeki lokudingeka ukuthi khona kube khona abanye abalodlami kwabanye abantu layo uNkulunkulu osezulwini ngakusijabulela ikhono belifuna ukwenza kungamanyala kuNkulunkulu kodwa maye ngani kodwa kungaba ngcono lathi eZimbabwe lamanye amazwe wonke angumakhelwambe eSouth Africa kungcono lathi sibaxotsheni abantu beSouth Africa sibaxotsheni sivalele amabhizinisi abo ngala bangcolile xa lathi singcolile kuSouth Africa la labo bangcolile emazweni ethu ngani liyazwisisa abantu be-Afrika layo sibaxotsheni abantu be-Azania abasemazweni abanye abanye kubuhlungu oba kuplanayo yinto embi kwamanyana ha mhlaba usufile uzangena uNkulunkulu ngiyabonga naseZimbabwe.
Kungamazwi abalaleli abasithumele wona nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kweze Melika, idale lephalamende yaleli lizwe elaphezulu eleSenate izolo lipasise iziqondiso zokuvimba uhlelo lukamongameli Joe Biden olokwesula izikwelete zezigidi lezigidi zabafundi. Phansi kohlelo lukaBiden, abantu abalezikwelete zokubhadalela imfundo abayizigidi ezine 40 million bebelakho ukwesulelwa izikwelete zemali engena kunkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili, $20,000 umuntu ngamunye. Lanxa amadale omabili ephalamende esepasise iziqondiso lezi, umongameli Biden uthi kasoze azisayine zibe ngumthetho. Idale leSenate izolo lipasise njalo umthetho ovumela uhulumende waseMelika ukuthi eqhubeke eboleka imali yokusebenzisa wona opasiswe lidale laphansi kuthange. Udaba lokwesulwa kwezikwelete zabafundi luphambi kwenkantolo yeSupreme Court lapho lufikiswe khona ngabaphikisa inyathelo likaBiden besithi abalezikwelete kumele bazibhadale. Sixoxele sizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eMelika olilunga le-MDCT umnumzana Denmoyo.
Into engajabulisiyo kakhulu especially kubantu abalezikolodo zemfundo I think into ebenziwe nguBiden bekuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi azame ukunceda abantu abaningi abalezikwelede ezinkulu ezama-university lama-college. Isikwelede sizobona lapha abantu izimali ezifika kubo-20,000 zikhitshwa ezikweledeni zabo bekuzosiza kakhulu ngoba abantu abaningi elizweni leli baqeda ikholeji belezikwelede ezinkulu kabi ezisindayo and futhi nge-environment esikiyo le ukuthi ama-interest rates ekhuphukile ngendlela akhuphukile ngakhona kusho ukuthi izikwelede lezi lazo ziba nkulu ngenxa ye-interest. So hayi into ebuhlungu kakhulu le ngoba ama-students amaningi lama-former students abalezikwelede bebekhangelela ukuthi bazothola uncedo lapho.
Inkantolo ye-Supreme Court yona ikhangelelwe ukwethula isinqumo sayo phezu kwalolu daba kusikhatshana esilandelayo. Ubona isima lohulumende kaBiden yini kumbe ubona ivumelana lalabo abaphikisa lomthetho isithi hayi akuqondanga ukuthi izikwelede lezi zesulwe zifakwe emahlombe omuntu wonke?
Yeah, well, Supreme Court the way khona khona manje siyazi ukuthi amaningi ade bephikisa umthetho lo ngama Republicans and i Supreme Court right now the way ngakhona kulama Republicans about angu 6 I think compared to ama Democrats angu 3 so sesibonile ukuthi indaba zonke ezifika ku Supreme Court zigcina ziconclude against ama Democrats and njengoba le bekuyinto ka Biden eyokuthi izikwelede lezi zehliswe angiboni mina ngibona iSupreme Court ivumelana labo laba abaphikisa lo mthetho just because iSupreme Court ekhona manje ikhangeleka isenza imithetho engahambelani lalokho okufunwa uBiden lamaDemocrats so ngibona mina iSupreme Court le ivumelana lo mthetho lo osayinwe yilower house leSenate
kungehlula lokho wesulwe impela lomthetho uhlelo luka Biden lwehluleke ukuphumelela awuboni lokho kumphazamisa yini kukhetho
ngiboni mina kumphazamisa ukhetho ngoba abantu bazobona ukuthi yena obezama ukwenza into enhle kakhulu umphakathi wonke jikelele whether uli Republican noma uli Democrat as long as ulesikwelede okufanele usibhadale uhlelo lolu beluzonceda wonke umuntu so mina ngokubona kwami abantu bazobona ukuthi hayi uJoe Biden ngempela ulezikhalo zabantu enhlizweni yakhe and ufisa ukuthi enze izinto
ezithuthukisa abantu. Umnumzana Dan Moyo isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eVirginia khonapha eMelika njalo ulilunga lebandla leMDCT. Amazwi alandelayo aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Kwa 15 inkonkwezi, ele rati ya laboba, sizalo nisakole Melika, uRobert Sonow, wako wasebenzela isikolo se Melika, eVladivostok. Kwecheswa ikalo lokuthi, wadlela na lohulumende, wakamanya amazwe ongekho emthethweni. Wakhanjiswa entolongweni, yelefo tofu, lapho melele ukhanjiswa emthethwandaba. UVidyant Patel, osebenzela uhlangothi lweMelika, ulubona ngokudlelana namanye amazwe, one US State Department uthi, uSonov ubotshelwe ize. Uthi akula lutho alwenzayo okungenza ukuba abotshongele Russia. USonov wasebenza eVladivostok okweminyaka engamatshumi amabili lambili. Mhlaka 23 inkwenkwezi eleRussia labikele eleMelika ukuba kalifuni ukuthi kuqhathwe e-US Mission Russia abantu bokuza. UPatel uthi ngesikhathi ebotshwa uSonov wayenceda abasehofisini yeMelika kweleRussia ngokuhambelana loZulu. Lentata lezindaba. Isikhulumeli sohlangothi lweMelika olubona ngokudlelana namanye amazwe, uMatthew Miller, uyakusola kakhulu ukubotshwa kukaSonov neleRussia. Uthi njengomuntu wonke oqhathwe ngeleMelika esigodlweni salo, uSonov ubesebenza ukuhlolisisa imibiko yethulwa ngamaphephandaba akweleRussia, imisakazo lokunye okufanayo. ELeMelika lithi ukubotshwa kwakhe kuveza ukuba eleRussia lisebenzisa imithetho encindezela uZulu.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
You are the King of Kings, mighty Jehovah.
You are the Lord of Lords, our Father.
We sing Ebenezer to you, Lord. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, Baba. Uthi kule wabalana Ebenezer
insisa kuphela yeqembu legospel iqembu amaqhawe okuthula lizwe udaba esiliphathelelona ngaleli qembu ku Woza Friday namhlanje ntambama. Ayike kwanele mthwakazi kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Uhlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho oluza kwenziwa ngoNcwabakazi lugqitywa namuhla. Kwanele olivalelisayo ngontungamilinkomo litshone kuhle.